The Obama administration has put an early emphasis on diplomacy and development, breathing new life into the U.S. State Department. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has been following Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's first days on the job and the mood among diplomats.
The vice president of the American Foreign Service Association, Steve Kashket, was the one who introduced Hillary Clinton to an eager staff.
Secretary Clinton, on behalf...
The rousing welcome ceremony on Thursday, the smiles and handshakes told it all. This is a department that feels back in business, according to Kashket.
It reflected the strong desire of our members and of State Department employees worldwide for change, for a secretary who is prepared to pay attention to the needs of the Foreign Service and the State Department.
In the corridors of the State Department, one ambassador said he felt he had new wind in his sails. Secretary Clinton said what many State Department officials wanted to hear.
I'm going to be asking a lot of you. I want you to think outside the proverbial box. I want you to give me the best advice you can. I want you to understand there is nothing that I welcome more than a good debate and the kind of dialogue that will make us better.
The Professional Association's Vice President Kashket says he's heard nothing but positive reviews so far from foreign and civil service officers here in Washington and abroad.
We take that to mean that there will be a very lively discussion of important policy matters and that our professional diplomats who have tremendous expertise and experience on many of these issues will be part of that discussion.
If after 8 years of the Bush administration, State Department employees felt the need for a morale boost, the need was even greater at the U.S. Agency for International Development. There, the representative of the American Foreign Service Association, Francisco Zamora, welcomed Clinton on Friday with a hopeful attitude.
It would be redundant to point out the problems of understaffing and underfunding that our agency has been experiencing for more than a decade now. And you and President Obama have been very clear about the need to turn this around. Thank you.
Clinton did not give any hints about how she might reorganize U.S. assistance efforts, but she said she believes that development and diplomacy should be full partners with defense in U.S. foreign policy. She made clear that she thinks the U.S. has been relying too heavily on the military in rebuilding Iraq and Afghanistan.
It is ironic that our very best young military leaders are given unfettered resources through the commander's emergency response program to spend as they see fit to build a school, to open a health clinic, to pave a road. And our diplomats and our development experts have to go through miles of paperwork to spend 10 cents. It is not a sensible approach.
But she reminded the crowds that these are tough financial times, so the development experts and diplomats will have to make a strong case for boosting U.S. foreign assistance. Those words of cautions did not detract from the mood in the packed auditorium. The acting USAID administrator joked that he didn't have to bring in the rock star Bono to get such a crowd. Secretary Clinton's presence was enough. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.